welcome to episode 149 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, and Donna. We're also excited to welcome Outlander agent Robin to the show again this week. Last week we were thrilled to bring you all the new announcements that were revealed for Disney Parks at this year's D23 fan convention. Well, there's some exciting things at Disneyland that are already going on that we wanted to talk about. Robin and her family were able to experience all the new stuff this summer, so we wanted to ask her what she thought. Let's get started. Okay, you know what we got to talk about first, because raccoons are awesome.
And Groot.
So did you even ride it, Robin? Because I know that's not your bag, generally.
I did not, but my kids and my husband did, and they loved it.
So they weren't sad.
It was best ride.
Oh. So I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Rocket Raccoon is, except Laura. So will you describe the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout ride for us?
Well, I'm going to describe it as much as I can. being that I wasn't actually in it. Mm-hmm. It's Tower of Terror, and they changed it to Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a similar ride where it's you're going up and down, but my daughter said that the one part about Tower of Terror she didn't like was that she got scared all the time. And she said this time she just laughed the whole time.
So it's not really trying to spook you. It's just part of the adventure.
Yeah. It's based around the whole Guardians of the Galaxy.
The prison from the first movie.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Because I'm going to be honest. I've never seen the movie. So that part, that's one of the bad.
You need to see it. It's got some great, even for a non superhero loving person, it's actually very funny. Mm-hmm. So
Groot is so cute. Yes.
So they actually,
my spirit animal.
The queue is supposed to have a lot of relics that are from other rides and kind of throwback things and stuff like that in the queue. So,
did they say, did your kids see any of that? Or I know they're big fans too. So.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And then they tried to get a picture with Groot, but the line was ridiculously long.
Mm. Uh-huh. So is Groot always there?
It's adult Groot there. It's baby Groot.
Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're also going to do something. This is coming up with their fall stuff. They just announced that there's going to be like a hashtag save Groot or something. Oh yeah, save Groot. Hashtag save Groot. Something that you're going to do when you get off the ride. I don't know what it is. And then they're going to have like a dance party called Monsters After Dark. And then I guess kind of like a villains dance party maybe. But it's
only Guardians of the Galaxy characters?
Well, I think it's going to be in that section of the park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's over there. That's close to where they did that.
It's probably
like,
going to
be Wonderland thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an area back by the Monsters, Inc. ride where they do lots of parties back there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So then are there going to be Pixar characters there? Is it going to be like Monsters, Inc.?
It just says Monsters After Dark. So, yeah, you know what? It might be Monsters, Inc. themed because that ride is over there in that corner. But, yeah, I don't know what hashtag says.
And that area is where this summer they had a lot of the superheroes you could get pictures with them.
So who did you see?
It was that area and around the corner. We saw Spider-Man and Captain America. There were two others that we did not see. A lady, and I'm terrible.
Oh, it's Black Widow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then another guy, and I can't remember his name, but some of the lines, I mean, the lines that we for Spider-Man and for Captain America, I waited for everybody because we were with my brother-in-law and his family, and he has two little kids, and they all wanted to see Captain America.
So you took one for the team, stood in line.
I took one for the team and stood in line, which was fine in the evening. The next day when I stood in line for Spider-Man wasn't so fine because it was hot as anything.
So this might be a good time to talk a little bit about PhotoPass, which then we could transition into MaxPass. But does PhotoPass work with these character meet and greets for the superheroes?
Most of them. Those two that we went to, it did work. We did go and see Moana. She did not have a PhotoPass photographer there.
It's a bummer.
But we have, in fact, I just downloaded all my PhotoPass. There's a bunch of them in the Star Wars launch bay. They're all over the parks, but it was just strange that they didn't have one with Moana.
That is odd.
Where do you meet Moana?
She is met in the scene right outside where you meet Aladdin and Jasmine. I can't remember what it's called, but it's in the same area where you meet in Disneyland.
Okay.
Where you meet Aladdin and Jasmine.
Okay. So over by Adventureland? Is that
In Adventureland.
That makes sense, actually. The Polynesian theme and the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's lots of plants and stuff.
Yeah. Nature.
It's harder in Disneyland because you have, only two parks.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of find a place. They have to find a place to put everybody.
Yeah.
And it covers a lot less, square footage.
Yeah.
It's definitely a smaller area.
Okay. So let's just cut right into that MaxPass because the PhotoPass is related to MaxPass as well as other things. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about, because I think that's the biggest technological
advancement. I was posting it to people I know who are going this weekend, and I'm like, oh, you guys totally got to do this. So you guys did it, right?
We went for 3 days. The first day we did not do it because there were 8 of us, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law didn't want to pay extra and run around. So we did that. Well, they didn't mind running around. So the first day we did not do it. The second day we did it. And it was just the 4 of us, and it was so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The third day, we did a tour in the morning, and then we went back to the hotel for a few hours. So we only had a few hours in the parks, so it wasn't worth spending the money for that third day. But if we were to go back, I would get it for the whole time.
So tell us more about what it is and how much it costs.
Okay. The pros are there is no more running to the FastPass kiosks.
Yay!
it tells you when you can get your next FastPass. You do have to do them one at a time, and it's based on the next times available. So we were able to get one, and then the next one we wanted was at 12:30, and it was about 10:30 at that time. And it tells you when you can get your next one. So we were actually able to get the next one 5 minutes after the first one started. So the first one, the one that I'm talking about was at 12:30. We didn't get online till about 12:45 because, they're an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get a next one. We were able to get another one before we even got on that ride.
So just for people who don't know anything about FastPass or why you might want this, Disneyland still has the paper FastPass. So you would go up to the ride and you would insert your ticket and you would get a ticket to come back at a certain time.
Actually, no, they just changed that. There are no more tickets.
Oh.
So you get it. Well, you get a ticket, but on the ticket, it says, this is not your FastPass. Your FastPass is going to be on your ticket.
Right. But you still get that window of time. You get an hour
Correct.
To come back and do the ride.
And if you don't have MaxPass, you still have to go to a kiosk to do it.
Right. You have to go to the physical ride and get it. So the MaxPass is something you download the Disneyland app and you link it all up. You link your tickets or you can buy them through the app or, you can get it. It's probably better to get it all set up before you arrive, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to be in the park to activate it, right?
Yes, and I thought you had to go because we were there the first, this was the second day it had started. So, and that's the other reason why I didn't want to do it the first day because I didn't know if they'd had any issues with it, so we didn't want to have to mess with it. So this was the second day. I go to town hall because I thought I actually had to go there and get it. And the guy said, oh, no, you just do it on the app. So what you do is you scan your ticket and it shows you a place in the app. You say you want to get MaxPass, and you scan the tickets. So I scanned our four tickets, and the app takes a picture of it, and we were able to get them. You know, we paid for it with the credit card that I already had linked to my Disney account.
Right.
And we were able to, you know, get it right from there.
So on one phone, on one device, on one, quote, account, you scan all four of your family's tickets.
That is correct.
And then it charges you the $40. And then that way, so every time you get a fast pass, are you having to say these four people want it? Or can you go, these two people want this one, and then that leaves the other two people to be able to get?
Correct. It'll ask you who wants to do that fast pass.
Okay.
Or that fast pass.
Mm-hmm. So if two of you are not as brave as the other two, then two of them can get on Guardians of the Galaxy and the other two could get a fast pass for something else at the same time.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I was reading that you could be in Disneyland. We should say, too, it's $10 per person because you said $40.
Yeah.
Right.
She's a family of four.
Yeah.
So you could be in Disneyland and make a fast pass reservation for California Adventure, correct? Did
mm-hmm.
you guys try that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
Yeah, we...
Awesome.
We did a lot of running back and forth because of that, because there were things that we didn't see the first day.
Uh-huh.
And we did a lot of zigzagging that we will definitely not do the next time.
You're just so excited.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
So the fast passes at Walt Disney World, you have options to get things like parade viewings, fireworks. Is that true at Disneyland as well?
No, it does not include, World of Color or Fantasmic. Those are still paper fast passes that you still have to go get physically. Those are not included. It was rides and some meet and greets.
Okay.
And it's only things that you can get fast passes for before. They've added two fast passes that they didn't have. They added Toy Story Mania and the Matterhorn, which is great because those were the two that I always complained about,
mm-hmm.
that they didn't have fast passes. And they added them in anticipation of Max Pass.
And it also includes for your $10 a day, the photo pass for that day. So it sounds like
correct.
You had already bought photo pass though. Did you already have it or are these?
Yeah, we had already bought it. But since we only used the Max Pass for one day, it wasn't as big of a deal. So next time I know, and I just won't get it, and I'll get the Max Pass.
Yeah, and just take all your photos that day if you just do it one day. Yeah, it's definitely something I would budget for and try, at least for one day of my trip. I might not do it for 3 days. I don't know. I'd have to see. Usually I go in the summer with my family. So.
It's an interesting choice because you still can get the paper fast passes. So
right. Really, and you don't have to do it for every day.
Right. So. And that's free. You don't have to pay $10 to
mm-hmm.
do that. So you're paying $10 right. really for the convenience of being able to do it from your phone.
Right.
How does Max Pass and Photo Pass connect? I lost that piece of the puzzle.
Okay. So similar to the way Disney World has the My Disney Experience. The same, if you have a My Disney Experience page, you have a Disneyland page. It's not called the same thing. It's not, you just go into under Disneyland. We had made breakfast reservations and that came up on it.
It's an app on your phone.
It's an app on your phone for Disneyland. And you can also you can't do the Max Pass, but you can do some of the other stuff online on your computer. So you download the app. We had the app already because we use it for, you know, ride times and things like that. That's where your PhotoPass pictures are going to go. You still have to get a PhotoPass card or have them scan your phone to get the PhotoPass.
Uh-huh.
But you're able to view all the photos on your phone pretty much right after they happen. And if you have Max Pass, you get the photo pass for free for that day.
All right. That's the piece I was asking about. That was the connection I was asking about. So if you get Max Pass, then photo pass is free that day.
Correct.
Okay. And how much does photo pass, do you pay for photo pass by day or just is it, if you're going to be there for 4 days, you pay for the whole 4 days?
You pay one price for the 4 days. It was either $69 or $79.
Is it good for 30 days, like in Walt Disney World? Okay.
Meaning you have 30 days to download your pictures, is what you mean. Or no, or 30 days from the time.
Yeah, from when you start using it. So if you go back 2 weeks later and pop in, you can still get those pictures.
Yes.
So you're saying if your family of four was going to go there for 3 days, and you decided you were going to get Max Pass for all 3 days, then the photo pass would be included.
That's correct.
Right.
So then it winds up being a little bit of a better deal for you, right?
Yes, because you're paying, let's say, $120 at that point for the Max Pass. So because the photo pass was, figure it's $79, you know, they're only paying really $40 for the Max Pass if you think about it that way.
Which is over 3 days is not very much.
Right. And you're getting fast passes from your phone for those two. So again, it's a service that you can get for free, but the difference is you have to go to the ride, pull a ticket and then that ticket may be for a 2 o'clock return and it's 11 o'clock in the morning. So then you've got to go do other things with the phone capability. You can actually pull that ticket from another park. You don't have to be right there at the ride.
Right.
So in theory, it would cut down on your walking, because then you don't have to physically go to the ride in order to pull the ticket. You can get it on your phone, and then you can spend more time where you were and then amble over there.
And potentially get more rides in if you can keep doing them before they're actually used up.
Well, especially for, it would sound like for multiple families traveling together or for big groups, this would be a huge time saver. Rather than hauling 10, 15, 20 people and all age children and trying to keep up with them and getting on and off bus, you know, just you can get on your phone, you know, and that it's going to cost you $40 over 4 days, that would feel like majorly worth it.
Well, there is,
in my book.
To be fair, there is the old school tip for FastPass. If you have a big group of 15, or even if you have a little group of four, you send one sucker to the ride to go get the tickets. Or somebody who's young and has lots of energy, while the rest of you enjoy your cocktail
somewhere.
In my
group, that was usually me.
That was usually you. So that's what a lot of people will do, is they send one person out to pull with everybody's tickets in hand to go pull the fast passes for that. So then that way not everybody has to. So it really comes down to how you want to spend your time and what's most convenient.
Hey, Robin, did you guys use it for Radiator Springs Racers?
I believe we did.
Because the reason I ask is when I was there, and it's been a few years since I was there with my family, but back then, you had to get to that park, you know, and go straight to that line. And it was exactly like you just said, except my husband did at that time. And so he would go and get in line for the fast pass. And it would be like a 25-minute line just for fast pass. And
that was the first one we got it for.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be huge just to not have to do that. And you could all stay together. Because we have pictures of, you know, me with the kids that he's not in because he was standing in line.
Robin, do you actually have to be in the park, or do you just have to be on property? In other words, could you be eating breakfast in your hotel, like the Disneyland hotel, and go ahead and make your first fast pass?
That is a good question that I am not sure of the answer of, because we didn't try it.
According to one of the reviews I read, you have to be in the park to activate it. Once it's activated, they weren't sure if you could be like the
elsewhere.
So you do have to activate it in the park, so you can be
like physically inside the park.
Yes.
Not just on property, but
maybe in the Esplanade, but, you know, I think you have to.
In between the two parks?
You have to be in close proximity to activate it. And I should say, if you don't have the app, I think you can go to guest services and buy it too, right? Is that, do you know, Robin?
You can buy Max Pass without the app?
No, they said it at least when I got it, because this was the second day it was open, you could only get it on the app, because you can't buy it, because it has to be, the only way you can get to this is on a smartphone.
Okay.
Because that's where you get your fast pass.
Right.
The only disadvantage that this has over the Fast Pass Plus in Disney World is that you can't look for future times. That was my only issue, because we wanted to go back to the hotel for a few hours in the middle of the day, and we couldn't get something further in the day.
So that's like the regular capability.
Yeah, it's just like the old school fast passes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I misspoke about something. We went back to our room and got a fast pass before we came back to the park.
Okay. So
and where were you staying?
We stayed at the Disneyland Hotel.
Okay.
So you activate inside, but then you could leave property and make more, and then, yeah.
Well, we were still on Disney property, but we weren't
right.
on the
park. Right, right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Next time we go, we're really going to have to stretch the limits of this.
I know, right?
Go over to the Howard Johnson's and see if they can still make
I'm at the Best Western. Yeah.
It's a good neighbor hotel. Let's see how good it is. Okay, so tell us then, we've sort of guided the conversation, Robin, but what do you want to tell us about that's new and awesome that you experienced?
We got to go see the new Fantasmic, again, like the second or third day that it had opened. Mm-hmm. We had fast passes for one area, and I want to tell you the lady in that area had such a pile of fast passes, they were falling out of her hands.
Hmm.
We heard rumors that people had made their own fast passes.
Oh, wow.
because this was the first or second day that Fantasmic had been out. It was so crowded, I started to get a panic attack.
Oh, man.
I don't get them very often. I said to my family, you can stay here, but I need to get out of this area because I am going to freak out. There were so many people around us. It was just crazy. So, so busy. It was the first or second day that Fantasmic had come back. I said to my family, I'm having a panic attack. We need to get out of this area because I'm freaking out. They agreed to come with me. So we moved out of that area, but it was still pretty crazy because it was still right in the area where Fantasmic is. And I was leaning against this brick wall and a cast member comes up to me and she's really sweet. And she's like, you're not going to be able to sit there. And I said to her, I don't really care. I need some place to sit. I don't even care if I see Fantasmic. I need to sit. There were so many people. I started having a panic attack. And my family says I wasn't very nice about it.
The New York was coming
up. Let me put on my surprise
face. As nice as I'm saying it now, I was freaking out.
Yeah,
and
I get
she
that.
Said, mm-hmm. She said, okay, hold on just a second. I really expected her to just bring us someplace inside to sit down. Well, she brings us to this area that they had roped off that was like a few steps up. And there were a few other people there, and there were tables and chairs. And she said, someone's going to bring you over here. And this other cast member brought us over and sat us down and said, you can stay here for the rest of Fantasmic.
Wow.
So nice. We looked to the right of us, and that's where the dessert party was. So this was like extra seating for the dessert party. I didn't care about the desserts. I didn't want, you know.
All right.
But I was so thankful because I actually got to sit and enjoy it without being like, you know, having people on every side of me. It made it much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
I do suggest next time I said to my husband, we are paying for a dessert party.
Exactly. That's a good plug for it. For sure.
We're definitely, even when we go to Disney World, if there's a dessert party for it, for an evening event, we are doing it because we saw World of Color right before we went to this. So we went from one crowd of people to another, which is probably why the panic attack happened anyway.
So it sounds like you would not really recommend going from one night show to the other unless you have event seating. Is that, I mean, is that pretty fair as well?
That is correct.
You can handle one, but not two. Yeah.
Did you do fast passes for World of Color?
Yes. Oh, we had fast passes for both.
Okay.
So
the dessert party is the way to go because we did it to watch just the fireworks for the Magic Kingdom. And there aren't the big crowds. You get really great seating and you don't have to, you know, worry about people stepping on your fingers.
Well, let's give a shout out for the desserts because, you know, those are pretty good.
Get the gray stuff.
It's delicious. Actually, the thing to know about that, though, because I think it's an easy sell to say go to the dessert party. Everybody's like, well, yeah, I'll go to the dessert party. But it is expensive, and especially if you have a larger family.
And it's not always like in the Magic Kingdom, it's not always straight on Well, it's not ever straight on viewing. It's to the side. It's over towards Tomorrowland. So,
well, but you, Robin, you're saying that for Fantasmic at Disneyland, it's pretty straight on. Did you have a really good view from there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're up a little bit. So you're nice, able to see over most of the people's heads.
Oh, I like that. I like
that. So did you like it better than the one in Hollywood Studios?
It's different.
Yeah.
It is much, much different because of the things that they do with the pirates boat.
Yeah, I know. It's cool, right? Yeah.
And they just changed. I mean, I haven't seen it for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely changed, but it was really cool. And there were parts that looked more like the one in Hollywood Studios now.
Wow.
So I often tell my guests with really young children that that show might frighten them because of the special effects. Would you agree with that at Disneyland as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for your older kids who can separate reality from fantasy a little bit better.
It's, yeah, you're stuck in Mickey's nightmare.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's tough because you pretty much are encouraging your kids the whole time to believe in the magic, and then you take them to the show, you're like, don't believe, it's not real. It's
this
not real.
It's not real. Yeah. Yeah. Princesses, those were real.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be challenging. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So talk a little bit about Frozen Live. Did you get to see that?
We did not.
Oh, well then don't tell us about it.
That's the one that took the place of the Aladdin show, right?
So is it is it basically a shortened version of Frozen?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like,
because I talked to some people and they said it was really good, and that it's a shortened version of Frozen.
Okay, yeah,
that's cool.
I bet they sing Let It Go.
So did you do the new Luigi ride in Cars Land?
Yes, we did. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, how is it different? Talk about that.
You know what? I hadn't gone on the ride that it replaced. So it's hard to say.
That's the one with the hovercrafts, right?
Yeah, like the hovercraft
yes,
car thing. Yeah, like tire
we hadn't gone on that. I mean, the ride itself, it was fun. We did it with, you know, the whole family. And the younger kids really liked it.
Because the cars are dancing, right?
I mean, there's no tracks and the cars are dancing. So I'm not sure exactly how it works, but there aren't tracks.
Magnets.
So I'm guessing they have like magnets underneath. Yeah.
So it's not the old the old hydrofoils that they had. They've replaced that entirely, right? It's not air, because the other ones were like, you know, like almost
but
like air
hockey. You could kind of control those. From what I read, you can't control these.
They're pre-programmed.
Yeah, they
these,
like do their
These you can't control at all.
Yeah.
And Laura, to answer your question, it's called Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. So it's Luigi from the Cars.
From what?
Cars.
Cars.
It's a Pixar movie.
Luigi is the
I've seen that. I just don't know. I don't remember who Luigi was.
Oh,
he's the little blue guy. That's the little lifter.
The little Italian guy. He has the tire shop.
Yeah, he replaces all the tires.
Yes.
I automatically think of Mario Kart when I think of
him. He's the best character. He's awesome.
He's
little Italian.
A little Fiat.
Yes. Yeah, he's a little Fiat. Exactly. Yeah. And then his sidekick is a little Lyft, right? The other guy.
Guido.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that they didn't use stereotypical Italian names in this movie.
That.
What, like Mario?
Yeah. Yeah. So, so you said his name's Guido? Is it really?
Yes.
Wow, Pixar, way to go.
I had a child that was obsessed with cars.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. And honestly, Luigi is an adorable character. And always features a really great moment somewhere in the movies. I mean, he does something that's just awesome. So, yeah. I'm not going to spoil it or anything. But okay, so what else? Have we missed anything?
Did you eat group bread?
Did you ask? Say that again?
Did you eat group bread?
No, we didn't see that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it looks like Groot's head.
Oh. Is it bread or a pretzel? I would imagine you could do a really cool pretzel.
Well, pretzels are bread.
Well, that's true. They're pretzel-y.
I don't know if I could eat Groot's head. Could you eat Groot's head, Laura?
Yeah.
Really?
He's so cute.
It's bread.
At you.
It's bread.
I love Groot.
I am Groot.
Do you mean... The Main Street Electrical Parade is back, but it it is leaving again.
Aw.
Tease.
Well, supposedly, rumor has it, Paint the Night?
Yes.
Yeah. It's supposed to be coming back.
Oh, I heard it was
coming. Whether it does or not.
I thought it was going to California Adventure.
Yeah, they said at D23 it was coming
back. That's what I meant. Yeah. I meant coming back.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Yay. Yeah, and the Pixar parade is supposed to go to Disneyland. So I guess they feel like they have enough nighttime stuff because there's still fireworks and like at the castle, right? Yeah. So
next time we go. Go ahead.
I was sad that World of Color was back to the original one though.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the special one they had
with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
I was really surprised. I thought that was going to stick around. I thought that it would be one of those things that we keep extending, but. Sadly, it did not.
But, you know, it's such a cool show anyway. I'd go back and see the original, too.
Oh, it is. But I had told my family that it changed.
Oh.
And they're like, this hasn't changed.
This is the same thing we saw last time. Yeah, I'm really glad we got to see that. And that was actually one where, you know, I don't like crowds at all. And I stuck it out, and I'm really glad I did.
Well, I kept doing beer runs.
Which was helpful. Yeah, that did help.
That makes a difference.
Yes. But even that's really complicated. That's the thing, too. You think, oh, I'll get there early, and then we'll send somebody out for beer. But that's difficult to do, because as it gets more and more crowded.
Well, one thing they do that's nice, though, is they do keep paths clear. You know, so you're all kind of shoved behind these ropes, but they do have walkways. So you can go out for beer runs and potty breaks because you want to get there early. Yeah.
So the next time we're at Disney, we really need to find a little stuffed Luigi for Laura.
We should wait till one of our kids is 21 and they can do all the runs.
So you're not going to go back to Disney until one of your kids is 21?
No, it's not going to happen. I was kind of thinking I need to go next year and see Fantasmic and try Max Pass.
Yeah, it's time for another research trip.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then, and of course, Star Wars is also coming to Disneyland, so there's a lot.
Did you guys do this Space Mountain thing with the Star Wars overlay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you do it, Robin?
Oh, I love Space Mountain.
Oh, I didn't know that. But
you know what? Wait a minute. Space Mountain was...
The same?
I think it was regular.
I think that's
over. Oh, well, that was like a limited time thing?
Huh? Yeah, it was just a certain period of time, but it was regular Space Mountain.
So talk about construction. Was construction really bad while you were there for all the new stuff that's coming up?
Well, you know Disney. It's bad, but you can't really see most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have walls up, and they had pictures of stuff that was coming at Star Wars Land. So that was nice. Like, we have a picture of all the kids in front of one of the pictures because they all love Star Wars. They just reopened the area. What was the area? The area, Rivers of America reopened after being closed for more than a year.
Wow.
And then they had another area by Big Thunder that they had closed that they reopened again. It's just a throughway.
Mm-hmm.
So traffic
and the trains
still
are still all down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you so much to Robin for joining us. Thank you for sharing your experience in California. And thanks for inviting all of us to go with you. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes as well. On behalf of Sandy, Laura, Donna, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!